Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Greg Grunberg from Heroes, and I know what you're thinking. Stardish Radio couldn't be better. It could be if I was on the show every single day. But yes, I, like you, love this show. You're listening, you're calling in, you're blogging in, you're on the computer. It's Stardish Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Stardish Radio. Today is September 14th, 2009. I'm your host, Joanne, just in case some of you may have forgotten because I've been gone for a little bit. But you know what? I'm back, and you know what? It couldn't be with a better guest for tonight. So just sit back tight, and we'll get to our guest in a few minutes, just waiting for him to call in. Few notes that I want to pass along. This week I do have shows scheduled for the 16th as well with an amazing actress, Tana Frederick, and also joining her will be an actor that some of you may know from The Sopranos. His name is David Provall, and he played Richie Aprile on The Sopranos. So he'll be joining me as well. Then on Friday the 18th from One Life to Live, Mark Lawson, who played Brody Lovett, will be with me. Talking about what's going on in One Life to Live. And so that's for this week. And I also want to point out that I believe it's Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, just in case there's some Guiding Light people out there. Brandon's Buzz, which is also on Blog Talk Radio, will be doing a show with one of their longtime writers. So make sure you check that out. What else do I got going on? I would like to say rest in peace to Patrick Swayze. It was just announced today that a little bit ago, matter of fact, that he passed away. People can't hear. Let's see. Here. If you can't hear, refresh or try Firefox. That's what I can tell you if you can't hear. So you guys, if you can't hear, refresh or try Firefox. So that means you missed everything I just friggin' said. So I'm not repeating it. You'll have to go download it in the archives. Hey, Rayal. I see Rayal Andrews is in the chat room. Welcome, darling. Welcome. Let me get over to my switchboard, and I'm going to see who I got going on here. I'm going to go down the line and see what kind of fans I got lined up to talk to Mr. Tyler Christopher. Let's see, we're going to start with area code 315. Who do I have on the line?
Chris.
Chris, you're waiting to talk to Tyler?
Yep.
Big fan?
Yep.
Where are you calling from?
Syracuse, New York.
Wonderful. Oh, my God, Chris, hey.
Hey, Joanne.
I just realized who I was talking to. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
All right, honey, I'm putting you on hold. Don't go nowhere, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's go over here to area code 802. I think this is Vermont.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Hi, who's this?
This is Brian. How are you?
Good. Hi, Brian. Wonderful
hey.
To hear from you.
Hey,
we're just waiting. I'm just waiting for our guest to call in, and we'll get back with you. Just going down the line, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Area code 816, who do I have?
Kayla.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm doing good. How about yourself? I
wanted
to
hear
that.
So early. You were the first one, so I guarantee you'll be the first one on, because you were like here
are
before I was.
Oh,
yeah, you were
sad.
Here
I'm
before
sorry.
Me. you were here before the host, girl. So just chill out and Tyler
right.
can be with us shortly, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Area code 845. This is Rockland County.
Joe.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Vanessa.
Hey, Vanessa. How are
Hello.
You?
Good, hon. How are you?
I'm good. Just waiting for our guy to call in. So just hang on, okay?
Will do. Thanks.
All right. Area code 919. Who am I speaking with?
Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. How are you?
Good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Are you like the biggest Tyler Christopher fan?
Yes, I am. I'm known as that.
Okay. Well, let me tell you. Tell me what Tyler's full character name is.
Nicholas Milosevic Stefanik Cassadine.
Very good. Okay, I'll accept that. I will accept that. Hold on, honey. Okay. Hold on. Okay, we're going to put her on hold. And you know what? I am going to jump in because you guys, I believe, let's see here. I got to do this intro that my darling friend Brandon wrote for me. His swarthy, stunning good looks and his soulful demeanor made him an instant sensation when he originated the role of Prince Nicholas Cassadine on General Hospital in 1996. Handed his first major role and thrown into the deep end of the pool opposite heavyweights Stephen Nichols, Jeannie Francis, and Tony Geary, he immediately found his footing and went on to make Nicholas one of the most interesting and exciting characters in the history of the series. He took a 4-year break from General Hospital in 1999, but returned older and wiser in 2003, and things have never been better for him, as his character has begun flirting with a new, darker side and has seemed to have fallen in love with the love of his brother's wife. Can we get any more soap opera-ish than that? Oh, please give a warm, amazing welcome to Tyler Christopher. And you know what? I'm going to feel really stupid if this isn't him, but oh well, I read it and I hope it's him. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Tyler.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Good.
Oh, you're welcome. I wasn't sure if that was the number because that's not what Bob gave me. And I was like, okay, now I got to play phone lotto here. So I'm taking a shot in the dark. But I'm glad you got to hear it. That was written by a very dear friend of mine, Brandon. So he gets all the credit for that.
Oh, thank you, Brandon.
Well, welcome to Stardish.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, I actually did an interview with you, and you probably won't remember because you do so many of them, back in November at Super Soap Weekend. You actually sat with me and host, Linda.
Yeah.
We sat together that day, that morning. So, yeah, so we actually did meet a few times, but it's wonderful to have you on the air with us. This way you can get the whole Stardish radio experience.
Yeah.
As a lot of your cast members have already done. Tyler, before we get into any GH stuff, technically or whatever, I need to say that I am so friggin' excited that you signed on to come on Rock the Soap Cruise 2.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's Bob Guinea's putting together a pretty nice thing. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, I was on the maiden voyage along with some of your co-stars, Brandon, Jason, Kimberly, and it is going to be the most exciting fan experience you're going to experience. I'll put it that way. It's so, so much fun. So much different than Super Soap Weekend. Love Super Soap Weekend. Can't take away from that, but this is completely different.
We're going to miss that.
Yeah, definitely. But you're definitely in for a treat on Rock the Soap, too. Now, I have to ask you, did Bob give you any information on the cruise? Do you know what you're expected, what to expect yet?
Yes, I do. I've done a couple before, not with Bob, but I've done them in the past, so I do know a little bit of what to expect.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you, it was last March, he had some crazy stuff going on, and I can't wait to see what thing he's going to give you to do, what your chore is going to be. Like Michael Knight was, you know, casting couch and karaoke and this and that. What do you think yours is going to be, your special talent?
Let's hope it's not karaoke. I hope he doesn't reserve that one for me. Nobody wants to see that.
Oh, come on. Behind a couple of drinks, we'll all be fine.
A triple threat. I'm definitely not a triple threat.
Well, I'll guarantee you that your presence will be more than enough for a lot of the fans that come. You have some diehard General Hospital people that just come out, and I'm sure you know, like, Rodney. Everybody knows Rodney Birch, big General Hospital fan. He was there last year, and I guarantee he'll be there again this year. And he brings along his whole entourage, and you're going to have a ball, and I'm really, really psyched that you're going.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I have to say congratulations on the upcoming birth of your child.
Yeah, pretty soon, next couple of weeks.
Now, do you have an exact date yet or estimated due date?
October 1st, but I think it's going to be pretty close to that.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Yeah. Do you know what you're having?
I have a little boy.
Ah, is his name going to be Tyler?
No, he's not going to be a junior, but we're still working on the name, actually.
Well, I have a kid named Tyler.
Oh,
there's
you do?
Wrong with that. I do. Tyler Jason.
It's starting to get a little more popular. It wasn't so popular when I was young, but it's getting there.
Well, can I tell you that I actually let he's going to be 17 now, but at the time my youngest, my only child named this child, and he actually watched soaps with me, and he picked the name Tyler.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, we're not going to do Tyler from General Hospital, Christian. We just can't do that. He says, well, and without knowing your last name, of course, he was 7 years old at the time. He says, well, how about Tyler and how about Christopher for Uncle Christopher? I was like, no, we can't do that. Sorry. Because then everyone's just going to think that I named my kid after you.
Yeah.
That would just be a little too weird. But, yeah, Tyler definitely did grow in the name category. But, you know, congratulations again. And
Thank you. You're
just going to love it, love it, love it. We have so many people in the chat room waiting to hear you and waiting to talk to you. But before I allow them on my phones, I need to ask you, because I saw your little Twitter thing on Kanye West. What did you think about all that?
Given his history, it wasn't that big of a surprise. I think he's really – he may not. I don't know, but – He may live to regret this one. This was
a pretty
big one. I don't think anybody, a fan of his or otherwise, is going to praise him for what he just did. I mean, that was just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. It was. I have to say the Mama Bear Claws came out on me last night when I saw that, because she's such a sweet young girl, and I just went absolutely crazy on Twitter, Facebook, and everything else. I think I called him every four-letter word in the book. And honestly, in his apology, which really pissed me off more than anything, was that he said he spoke to her mother after that. God is my witness, if that was my daughter, he wouldn't have been doing no talking. It just would have been done,
yeah.
You know, if he did that to my kid. But that's just me. yeah, right? But I guess you got to maintain when you're in that eye. I don't have to be so kind. Let's see. A couple topics I want to touch on with you. Of course, we have to go with the elephant in the room, the direction of Elizabeth and Nicholas.
Right.
I mean, they flirted with this back in 99 when you weren't there with Colton, when he was in the shoes of that. And it kind of just disappeared. You know, nothing really ever happened. It just fizzled. What brought it back to the surface?
I don't know exactly if you could put your finger on one particular thing that brought it back, other than I think nobody expected it because of the relationship with him and his brother and the forbidden love, forbidden thing that kind of comes with it, and I think that's where the drama is that nobody's really saw this coming, and the writers I think want to see it play out and see how. Even though everyone's like, oh, my God, how could he do that to his brother? I mean, that's really the consensus of where the whole thing is at right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that in the end, people are gonna end up liking it regardless.
Right. Well, I mean, I was a little weary about it at first until I actually had to sit and remember that it happened before. So, and try and figure out why, you know, they would be bringing it back to the surface now. But I think it's going to go over very well, because like you said in your blog I was reading, it's kind of split down the middle, the yeses and the noes.
Right.
Who wants to see what. But the problem with the General Hospital fans, you know, the one side is always so dedicated to Lucky and Liz, and then you got this, you know, you got these like bands that just refuse to break. You know, personally, I would have loved to have seen more Nicholas and Claudia, because I thought the darkness of the both families would have been great, but
right.
No.
Well, that's
it is what it is.
It's still anything's possible. I think that there was just we explored it a little bit, and not that it didn't work. I just think that the writers needed to do something with that character.
Mm-hmm.
that involved that part side of the fan, you know, the mob stuff, and I just think that was more fitting probably for that storyline than anything else. But you know, there's not a whole lot of characters on the show. There's only so many possibilities, so anything could happen, you know.
Look, really, Tyler, before you know it, your kid and their kids, Elizabeth's kids and everybody else's kids, are going to take the place of Christina and the rest of them. I mean, we haven't seen any of these little babies around in a long time other than this carnival. Next time we see them, they'll be driving and ready, you know, to take over the show.
Right.
You know, but I agree. There's not much to play with, but I like what they're playing with, and they have to do it what they can. So I can definitely see where that would be good. Nicholas is kind of going towards the darker side, doing the revenge thing with Rebecca. Now, I'm not a spoiler girl, but I was going through some things today, and I actually read something where somebody posted that it's going to come out eventually that Rebecca is actually Emily, and it was all behind Helena's hand.
Yeah, I've heard that from a few fans as well. I think that might have been something they were toying with in the very beginning of trying to justify how to bring this character back.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that kind of just went away, and they're going to leave it the way it is right now. Who knows? But a couple of fans have brought that up to me, and that's something that no one has told me about anything that they were going to go in that direction. But I've been wrong before. Not trying to be vague,
you know,
but that's just the way.
I'll tell you, though, some of these fans know more than you guys do. I know that. That's why I don't read the spoilers, because 9 times out of 10, they end up being right, and they
know
more than the actors do.
Yeah, I don't know how they get their information. I mean, but
they're paying somebody under the table. They're doing it old school style. They got somebody on the inside. You got to watch everything with these people, especially General Hospital fans. They are crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy as they come, dedicated at will. Okay, another thing before I get into the fans in the chat room and on the lines, the Emmys this year, what do you think, your take on it anyway, that none of the major networks, I mean, would pick up the Emmys because of the lack of ratings last year,
right.
And the CW took it, and their Sundays have struggled to even gain a million viewers, but at the Emmys, they reached almost 3 million. So it was a really big coup for them on the CW. But, you know, the bigger night, do you think that this could be the new home for the daytime Emmys?
Well, it seems like it's either that or not at all.
Yeah.
The daytime Emmys have really struggled in the past on the other major networks. And there's nothing to the show anymore. It's just become sort of painful to watch because it's so
boring.
It's just boring to watch, and there's
I
can't really say anything else about it other than I wouldn't want to watch it either if everything keeps staying the same that it has been for the last 20-25 years. People are they want something else.
Right. Well,
but,
I can agree.
The primetime Emmys, the Oscars, all of the award shows are way, way, way down. So it's all relative.
Right. But, I mean, it pisses me off because, really, I watched The View after they came back from hiatus. I always watch, like, the first day they come back from vacation just to see what the big thing is going to be. And they actually won an Emmy this year. And even Joy Behar was like, when she referred to the Emmys, she referred to the primetime Emmys as the real Emmys and the daytime Emmys as the whatever. And I think that's kind of like a slap in the face to the daytime people because, you know what, you guys in daytime work so much more diligently and harder than a lot of the nighttime actors do, you know, and you get so much more accomplished, but you don't get that recognition, and it's really, really starting to get on my nerves.
Yeah.
You know, so it just becomes really annoying that, you know, even your own networks aren't standing behind you, you know, and like, okay, I'm going to take them. Who cares if their ratings were down? It's ours. Let's do something to make it better.
It's all about dollars and cents. That's the bottom line for them.
Well, for us, it's all about you guys, and not just as, you know, doing this show, but as a fan as well. So I am going to bring on this girl here who was on the phone before even I called in. So what is that telling you about this girl? She's your fan. So,
oh, no.
816, that's you. Don't drool over the phone, because if I get shocked, you're going to be in trouble.
That would be hilarious, but no, I wouldn't do that.
Say hi to Tyler.
Hi, Tyler.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. My name's Kayla.
Hey, Kayla.
I called, like, what, 9 minutes before the show, and I'm like, I'll probably be, like, the last caller. And she said I was the first, and I was like, I'm sorry.
Nice.
But I just wanted to say a couple of things. that you're awesome as Nicholas on General Hospital. And
thank you.
Even though I haven't watched in a year, I still count myself as a fan. And I do hope one day Rebecca will end up Emily, because I still think those two belong together. And
yeah,
I
you
think
and a
Liz,
lot of people still, I mean, it,
yeah.
it was successful for a really long time. A lot of people still.
I love Nicholas and Emily, and it's just really sad that I can't see them on TV anymore. But, you know, what can you do? And this whole Nicholas and Liz thing, I don't think I can watch it. I think Liz was the basement.
It's
hard.
It's hard. It's hard for a lot of people, I know, but I'm excited about it as an actor, and
yeah.
I'm not always excited when it comes to certain stories.
I'll try it out,
but
yeah. At least you can work with other people, and Liz is nice. I love Liz, but I'm just kind of torn between the two.
I know. Hang in there.
We have Rebecca looking like Emily on one end, and so, yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
Well, thank you.
Sorry.
Thanks, Kayla.
Thanks. Nice
all right, Kayla. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's amazing that, you know, the Nicholas and Emily stuff is never going to die. That's just going to be around forever. They're going to go down as, like, one of the most romantic couples on General Hospital.
Well, that's what we work towards, and that we were fortunate enough to achieve that on some level. So, of course, it'll always be there.
Yeah, they're definitely a Luke and Laura type shadow there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go over here to area code 315. This is Chris from Syracuse, New York. Chris, say hi to Tyler.
Hey, Tyler.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
Good, thanks.
I watch General Hospital all the time.
All the time, huh? You're all caught up?
Yeah, I'm watching it right now online, too.
On your TiVo or whatever?
Yeah.
Where are today's show?
Not today's, yesterday's.
Yesterday, okay. So you're a day behind.
Yeah.
Yes, so Friday.
Friday.
Friday. Friday was good. Today was good. Tomorrow's good. Tomorrow's a really good show. Tuesday.
Today's scenes are really good. I have to say that.
Really
Tyler, cool. What I should tell you about Chris is that he's a former passenger on the maiden voyage of Rock the Soap 2, and I believe he'll be going on this year.
Yeah?
Yep.
Nice. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep. Joanne's
matter
a crazy character.
No, you shouldn't have to worry about me. Tyler, what you'll find in a lot of the online videos from Cassie DePaiva and Bobby Eakes, Chris is in a lot of their videos. Let's just put it that way. So it's good for him.
Yeah.
He definitely gets around. Do you have a question for Tyler, Chris?
Yeah. So I don't really have one, but I can make one up.
Sure.
Okay,
go ahead, Chris.
Do you like Rebecca on the show?
Becky Hurst?
Yeah.
She's awesome. We've been good friends for, since I started the show many, many years ago, and she's a pro, and we've never really had a chance to work like together like this, so we're both excited.
That's good.
Okay. All right, Chris. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
All right. See you next week.
Okay.
See ya.
Okay. I think Chris started on his margaritas already.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to area code 919. You're on the phone with Tyler.
Hi, this is Kristen.
Hey, Kristen. I recognize that voice.
Yeah, I've seen you like 6 times.
Yeah. I know. I remember you.
I have two questions for you.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Ohio State this year, and then what would you like to see happen with Elizabeth and Nicholas?
Thoughts on Ohio State. I'm pretty sour right now after Saturday's game with USC. I've made that widely available, my thoughts on that. But that's it. I'm over it, and I'm moving on. And what was the other question?
What would you like to see happen with Nicholas and Elizabeth?
I'd like to keep going. And see what happens, even though everyone's all up in arms. But I'd like to see it keep going. It's a challenge for me as an actor to make people like it when the circumstances are so difficult for everyone to understand. So I'd like to see it keep going.
Well, you and Rebecca are really good together.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. That's, I don't know what's going on with that. We haven't done much in the last few weeks, but
and I have to say that my birthday is next Monday, and this is like the best birthday gift ever to talk to you.
Yeah, well, watch tomorrow. Tomorrow's a really, really good show. Follow up for, yeah. It's going to sway some people in one direction or the other. That's for sure. It's definitely not going to be split 50-50 after tomorrow's show.
Well, I can't wait to see that. Well, have a happy birthday.
Alrighty, thank you.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Okay. Okay. Today's scenes were really good, I have to say. The end of the show is where they really got into it, and they were very, very good. And I think you said in your blog, this does not have to be your mother's soap opera in reference to Steve and Kelly and their scenes. And you know what? Yous are doing just as well. Like to see it get a little bit deeper.
Yeah. It's just it needs to go to that level these days. People, I think our audience is much smarter than they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing against some of our older, most loyal fans from yesteryear. But I think as daytime has gotten older, it's just gotten a little the audience has gotten wiser, and sometimes we've been a little slow to react to that. So that's just why I think it needs to get a little more racy.
Mm-hmm.
I think the standards and practices are as strict as they used to be, and everybody knows it's all about the ratings, and we got to get the ratings.
Exactly. I mean, because for quite a while, General Hospital has fallen and fallen and fallen, and you guys are finally back up to that mid-range level above One Life and All My Children. So it's got to keep pushing. And I do think the race here, I do think the race here is probably the better way to go, especially with General Hospital. They're not known for being prudes, that's for damn sure. So, I mean, you know, show a little skin, do a little something, and get it up.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't come out right. You know what I mean. Okay. They dubbed you and Elizabeth, well, not you, Nicholas and Elizabeth. You know how they give out those names? You had Nick and Dean, you had this. Are you ready for this name? Because I really think it's so silly. Lick. Lick.
Lick.
Lick. L-I-K. Lick. That's what they're giving you. Lick. All right.
There's not a whole lot of different ways you can go with it.
I don't know, but Lick, I think they could figure something out better than that. Let's go over here to area code, 845. This is Vanessa from Rockland County, New York.
Actually, Orange County. Hi, Tyler.
Oh, whatever. Same difference.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you? We actually met in April in New York, in Long Island. My friend and I.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she's on the phone, so.
Hi. I'm on the phone.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
It was really cool, you coming out to Long Island and taking the time to sit down with us. It was really personable, and we've been to a couple of other events, and it was really cool that, you know, you took the time out and was really...
Oh, good. I mean, Long Island is one of our biggest demographics in the country.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your event has been the best we've been to so far because we really got to talk with you.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
Oh, cool. Well, good. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be back out there sometime.
Good.
Well, good. That's what we were hoping to hear.
Yeah.
I actually have a question, Tyler. I know that you started the a regular blog now on, you know, reporting on the show and your comments.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Did you always watch the show before this blog? Because I know, like Steve says, he never really watches the show. I was just worried.
No, I didn't either. I mean, I used to all the time, and I just for whatever reason, just stopped.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're there every day. It's not, we don't have to watch the show every day to know what's going on.
No, yeah, definitely. I just thought
it
was really interesting that you're taking the time out, you know, to reach out and give your comments on it. It's good.
Yeah, and it's fun to do a different twist on it and kind of make fun of it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Very good. Well, thanks a lot for taking the call.
Yeah,
can
thanks
I
for calling
ask
in.
A really quick question?
Yeah.
I was just wondering, the Cassadines, are they coming back, or is there any new Cassadines coming to the forefront or anything like that?
Well, I mean, there's not a whole lot of us left. They keep killing us. So, I mean,
we
always have Elena.
Mm-hmm.
Right, she'll be back.
She'll always be there. You know, she's coming back soon.
Well, we read a rumor that there was going to be some new Cassadine, possibly.
Mm-hmm. Some female
connected to that birth certificate or that paper that she took.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Maybe so. We need a new one.
Yeah, definitely.
Good. Well, congratulations on the upcoming baby. Hope everything
goes
well.
Thank you. Yeah,
yeah,
we're very excited.
Yeah, good luck.
It was great talking to you.
Bye, Tyler. Bye, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you, ladies.
Bye.
Constance Towers, tell me about working with her. I had the opportunity to interview her as well, and she spoke so highly of you. She's just amazing. I mean, she was really sweet. I mean, after the interview, she sent me this lovely note. She was just a doll, and I know she loved being there.
She is a really classy lady. Nobody can say anything bad about Connie. She's just great, and that's her. She's so kind. She's always giving people little thank you notes and letters and things like that, and she's just very sweet.
She's classy. She's from the old school age. That's what people used to do, you know, send
exactly.
a nice little handwritten note. Not even a computer-generated one, a nice handwritten note. So sweet. I have a question in the chat from Brandon, the young gentleman who wrote your intro.
Okay.
He wants to know if you are still in touch with Stephen Nichols and if you miss the dynamic between those characters on the show because you guys were so great together.
Stephen and I do run into each other from time to time at various other events and whatnot, and we used to keep better touch with each other before by email and stuff, but we kind of stopped doing that. But he was one of my mentors when I started the show, so of course I miss him, and I do miss the dynamic. And I think that now that I'm a little older and the character's a little older, that we could if he was still on the show, that we could have done some pretty cool things.
Oh yeah, definitely. Oh, perfect. Now, I also, the last time I spoke to you in November, we talked about the dynamic of the Spencer Cassadines with you guys. I think it was at the time where they were doing that whole road trip thing with Lulu and Lucky and you. You guys were all involved in that. You guys really don't get to work together that much lately, from what I've seen anyway.
No,
I mean,
kind of off. Yeah, it comes and goes. That's just the way the nature of the show is that you'll work with a group of people for a certain amount of time, and then they go off and do their thing, and you don't see them for a while. And that's just kind of where the dynamic of the story is right now. It's just she's off doing her own thing, and Nicholas is off doing his own thing. But it'll come full. It'll come back around.
Mm-hmm. Now this whole carnival thing. This is a big build-up. What was your take on the whole carnival thing?
I thought it was really cool. I mean, we don't get very many chances to do stuff like that these days with budget concerns and things of that nature. So to be able to step outside of the studio and do something like that was really cool. And I thought it looked really great too.
Oh, I thought so too. I have to say, I hadn't watched in a couple of weeks, but I kept seeing the promos for the carnival and I was like, all right, this is like really creeping me out. I hate clowns to begin with, but I have to watch it. You know, and just see what's going on. But the only thing that I was a little disappointed was the initial crash of Edward into the carnival. I thought it was going to be like a Ferris wheel spinning out of control or something like that, you know, with the CGI effects they used in the last big promos that they did for the other scenes off the bridge and all that other stuff.
Right, right.
I was hoping for something like that, but it was still really good. I mean, and I see that, you know, a lot of the cast members got to bring their kids and stuff because it was an actual carnival, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. They said it. The whole parking lot turned into a huge carnival.
Yeah, so that must have been fun in general.
That it was the real deal.
Yeah, that's cool. Very cool. All right, we're going to go over here to area code 202. You're on the phone with Tyler. What's your name?
Hi, this is Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. Good.
Hi. How's it going? Hey, listen, I just wanted to say I'm loving this pairing right now. This is just awesome. It's, like, unexpected, and it's really cool for them to do something that with a couple that they haven't done before. So I'm real excited about it. You guys have a lot of fans online, too. There's a couple boards that started in May that you guys have had, like, 7,000 visitors already. So
nice.
Just want you guys to keep up the work. It's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, we need fans for that.
Well, let me tell you, this board started, like, May 2009. I just found it, and tell you, it's like 7,200 visitors already, and it's just awesome. So,
oh, that's great. That's great.
We are, like, excited about this. I know it's, like, 50-50 now, but it might be 90-10 tomorrow, you know?
Yeah, tomorrow's a big day. It's to tell one way or the other what's going to happen. Tomorrow's a big
well,
day.
Well, my friends know not to call me at 3 o'clock, so I actually took vacation for this. You know, I went to Florida. It's like, I got to be back by the 14th. I got to be the 15th, you know, so. But I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate it. You guys are freaking awesome.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
I mean, Tyler, seriously, how crazy can the GH people be that they take and map their vacations around stories?
I wouldn't do it.
Oh, my God.
God love them for it.
That's freaking hysterical. Okay, we're going to go to this caller right here, and I believe this is my good friend, Rayal Andrews.
Rayal?
Hello? Rayal? Oh, I lost him. Yes, he was going to surprise you and call in. Yes, my dear buddy. Come on, call back in, Rayal. I know you can do it. Yes, Rayal Andrews. He's a former guest, and we got to be, you know, good chit-chat buddies.
Nice. Love
and
Rayal.
He's going to call in. Yeah, good guy. In the meantime, while we're waiting for him to call back in, we got plenty more people here for you to talk to, so let's not be shy. We're going to go to area code 802.
Hey, how's it going?
This is Brian, right?
Yes, this is Brian.
Okay, say hi to Tyler.
Hey, Tyler, how's it going, man?
Hey, Brian, what's going on?
Not too much, you?
Not much.
I was just wondering, I know this will probably never happen, but would you like to have scenes like, would you like to have Nicholas be a part of the mob and have scenes with Steve and Maurice and stuff like that? Would you like to be involved in that, or do you think that will ever happen?
You know, I don't know.
There
seems to be, like, two sides of the show, you know? There's
right.
that side with the mob stuff, and then there's this side.
Yeah.
And I'm always on this side. I mean, I'd love to get involved with them one fashion or another, and we've done some stuff in the past between Maurice and my character and Steve and my character, but I wouldn't count on it, but I will definitely be crossing paths again sometime in the future.
I've always even though you and Steve really never have that many scenes together, I always thought you guys worked pretty good together, so you know, it'd be cool to see some more scenes there.
I love working with those guys, because they're so
Yeah, the mob.
They're always so prepared. They're great actors, and that's all I really care about is working with
good
actors.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's part of what appeals to me to the show is the mob. I love mob stuff, so it's pretty.
Well, there's plenty of that for you.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you're a great actor. I've always liked Nicholas. I've always thought he's a pretty cool character. You know, he's definitely.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, he's
no problem.
He's a cool guy to play.
Yeah, he is, definitely. He's awesome. I appreciate you taking my call.
All right, thanks, Brian.
Okay, Brian.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, my gosh. You know, and a lot of people say that there's too much mob on the show. I mean, I would be lying if I said I wasn't one of them, because I did, because I think there's a little bit, there's not enough balance. And not for nothing, Nicholas does come from an evil friggin' family. He doesn't need the mob.
Right, exactly. I mean, we got enough of that on the show without having to add his side to it.
Yeah. Now, do you really think that they're going to give the viewers, at least for a while, a good, strong love story couple? That's what I think a lot of people miss. And, I mean, whether it's with you or do you see that with another person, you know, a character, I mean, if you go back into the history of the show, which fans hate when you kind of don't follow up with the history, you always had decent, at least one couple that defined the show, the Hardys, for instance. There was always that loving couple, you know what I mean? And now there's really not so much of that there. It's kind of like everybody's sleeping with each other's leftovers. Did I lose Tyler? I think I lost Tyler. Are you kidding me? I lost Tyler. What the hell's going on here, people? Alrighty, let's see who we got here. He'll call back. Bear with me, people. Technical difficulties. The joy of live radio. Okay, I see that. I see that, guys. I see that. I see that. I see that. Hang on, hang on. He should be calling me back. All right, let's go over here to, in the meantime, I'm going to bring on, there he is. I don't know what happened. You hung up on me. I'm only kidding. I'm sitting here talking to myself. I'm like, yeah, all right, what you think, what you think? And I'm like, hey, he ain't there. The Hardys, great love couple, love story. And now everybody's sleeping with each other's leftovers. Do you think we're going to ever see that again on General Hospital?
Between that family or anybody in that
anybody,
family?
Anybody. Any couple, period. There was always that one couple that stayed together. So, like, use the Hardys as an example. You know, Steve and Audrey. And, you know, they were always together, of course, with some turmoil here and there. But there was somebody that was always together. Now it's like, okay, I'm going to sleep with this one, and then you could have him later, and I'll take him tomorrow, and let's do this one today, and I'll pencil him in at 5.
Well, I mean, I have to assume that's going to be part of the show in the future. Just I don't know who, and I don't know when.
Would you want to be part of that, or would you rather explore the more darker side of the Cassidines?
Well, I mean, I was a part of that for the better part of 4 years.
No, you were, but I mean, you cemented yourself with Emily, but, I mean, that was 4 years. Now they obviously have you moving on to something else, you know, lifelong General Hospital. Let's look long-term.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to – I like exploring the dark part of this. I played the love thing for quite some time, which was great, and loved it and had fun with it, but I was just ready to do and explore something else, so I'm happy where it's at right now, for me anyway.
Okay. Well, let's bring over here, this is Tony from Chicago. Tony, say hi to Tyler.
Hi, Tyler. How are you?
Good, Tony. How are you?
I'm going fine. I'm going fine. I just love the stuff that you've done. You know, the dynamics, different characters that you played, the different love stories. You know, with Nicholas and Emily, and now you got this with Nicholas and Rebecca and Nicholas and Liz. He don't know which person he's going to choose, but no, Emily died now. Emily's gone now. But now he's got Rebecca and Liz he's got to fight over. What's the deal with that?
Well, exactly. I don't know what the deal is. This is it's so new right now. The relationship is so new, and there's so many factors that are involved. Being that, you know, that's his brother's ex-wife. So I mean, a lot of people are not that happy about that. But that's the drama. Really, that's the that's the conflict. Is trying to make it work despite all the circumstances.
That's true. Yeah, that's true, but he's the same. At the same time, he's trying to punish Rebecca for what he did, she did by, you know, trying to pull a scam on him. Mm-hmm. And now he's punishing her by pretending that she would be, you know, walking in Emily's shoes. But at the same time, he's trying to, you know, humiliate her and, you know, to what he did, what she did to him.
Yeah, but I think it's in the nature of the character that eventually he's going to grow a conscience about that. I just don't think he's all of a sudden this malicious guy that's going to continue to do this and not care about the consequences. I think eventually he'll see the error of his ways and either end it or stop torturing her in that way. And he'd have to, otherwise it would just demonize the character.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
No.
Do that. Well, one more question before I pass it along. Joanne and I had one of your former co-stars on the show last year, Alicia Lee Willis, who played Courtney, and I asked her a question about a web series that she created, a series if she had with former current or former General Hospital stars, and what the concept would be. The concept she had chose would be a music in a band, and one of the names she mentioned was you, because you are a singer by trade, right?
No, I'm not.
No, you're not?
Maybe she thinks I am. I don't know, or wants me to be in her secret life. I don't know.
Yeah, but she mentioned you, Natalia, and she mentioned some others, too, if she created a web series. And Venice Adeli, Joanne, if you don't know, Tristan Rogers, who played Robert Scorpio on the show a few times, he's developing a web series now called Reality Bites.
Oh, no, okay. I didn't know that. Okay, very good. We'll have to check that out.
Yeah, you got to check it out. Well, thanks so much. Well, I know you got other calls waiting because the show's winding down. So, Tyler, thanks so much for talking to me tonight and continued success on the show.
All right,
and
thank you.
I hope we can see other things come out pretty soon with Nicholas and whatever he's going to do.
All right, thanks. Thanks for
Take
calling.
Take care,
thanks,
my friend.
Tony.
All right.
Thanks for calling. Bye. God, how could you not know you can sing, Tyler? What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
We need to call Alicia and find out what's her problem.
Yeah, I know what she's talking about.
Rumors. Telling people he could sing. Let's go over here to area code 304. Who is this?
Hello?
Area code 304? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, my name's Natalie.
Well, hello?
Natalie?
Yes, because... I'm sorry, I'm disabled and I have a speech impairment.
Okay,
I'm
that's okay.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Can you understand me?
I sure can.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous.
I watch General Hospital every day, and I love Nicholas and Elizabeth. And I want you to know there is a lot of fans that loves Nicholas and Elizabeth. You're saying that a lot of people don't like it and they're up in arms. Well, there's a lot of people that love it to death.
Well,
so
good.
Just
that's good to
remember.
Hear.
And I want you to know that we are getting a Nicholas and Elizabeth website together. It's going to be, we're taking donations to get, and my question is, do you see this as, is this a physical thing between Nicholas and Elizabeth, or are they actually falling in love?
I don't know if they're falling in love. I can't, I couldn't answer that yet, but I think initially it's a physical thing, but I think that it's definitely growing into something more.
Can you see them falling in love in the future?
I can personally, Tyler. Yes. Whether the writers want to do it that way is another thing. But I could definitely see it happening. Yes.
So how can the fans get what they want?
Well, you the fans aren't always going to get exactly what you want. Now, unfortunately, that's impossible. But we're gonna do our best to make it at least good TV.
Yes, I cannot wait to tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's a big day, so you see.
Yes, it is. It is.
Well, congratulations and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Have a great night.
You too.
Thank you. Okay. In the chat room, they gave you a different number, a different name, Nickabeth. Nickabeth or Lick. Oh, my God. You people are killing me. Nickabeth or Lick. Okay. I don't know, guys. I don't know. Keep working on that one. Just keep on working. Here we go over here to area code 847. This is Rita from Chicago. Rita, say hi to Tyler.
Hi, Tyler. Thank you, Joanne.
You're welcome.
Hi.
What's your...
Tyler, I want to correct you for the future.
Mm-hmm.
The fans have... We are encouraged not only to give our opinions, but to make suggestions.
Of course.
And we're strongly encouraged to do that. And I have a friend who's kind of like, well, you'd be familiar with this term. She's my Spinelli. She's my jackal. And she does it for me. And I'm going to tell you this, Joanne. I'm very grateful after what I found out a few weeks ago that I'm computer illiterate after what I found out, because I don't want to hurt Joanne.
Rita, are you there? No, she's not.
Okay.
Wow, the switchboard just keeps acting up, doesn't it, Tyler?
Yeah.
Let's see. I want to get into just a couple more things about Rock the Soap, because I'm really excited that you're coming on, and you're going to do karaoke with me, Busta Brown. So, and that's coming from one of your elders, because I know I'm older than you. So, let's see. Just a list of people I'm going to give here, and tell me who you are going to... Oh, wait a minute. I have to cut myself off because my surprise caller is back. Look at that. People know how to shut me up. Rayal?
Yeah, hey.
Well, what's wrong with doing that stupid phone? Come on now. We got Tyler on the phone.
I know, I was sitting there freaking listening. I was holding on 10 minutes. I was like, I know Tyler's huge and everything, but you know.
What's going on, man?
Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm doing good. Where
good,
are you?
Good, man. I'm actually in Vancouver. I was in LA just yesterday, and I had to come up and see my parents. You know, it's been a while, and so I'm. I'm on your side of the world, actually.
A little further north, but yeah, at least you're on this side.
Yeah, but I'll be back down your way soon, buddy. Because part of I met with a wonderful person yesterday, and then when I got up here last night, you know, I just solidified a lot of stuff that was going on, and we're going to be moving back down to L.A. So,
oh, cool,
I'll be back in your stomping ground. Yeah.
Pop
so what's going on
hello.
With you, buddy?
Not much.
You've been doing good stuff
out,
on the show.
Got a little one on the way here in a few weeks.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Is that your first?
Yeah, first one.
Wow. And now who's the lucky lady?
My wife. We got married almost exactly a year ago.
Great. I got three now, you know.
I knew you. Yeah, you just had a new one then, because you had two.
Well, no, Danica's three. I got Marcus is 8, and Nathan is 6, and Danica will be 4 in November. But it's I'm excited for you. It's the. Do you know? Is it a boy or a girl?
Boy.
Oh wow, that's awesome, buddy.
Yeah.
And you're gonna have to keep going to get a girl, though. Trust me.
No, we won't. You know, of course.
Yeah. Boys are cool, dude, but, man, there's, no, you know, nothing like the girl. And my girl, like, she's 3 years old, and I'm like, you know, and I think she's been doing it for, like, a year. She's like, all of a sudden you walk in, and she's, like, the hands on the hip, you know, with the sachet look and giving you the batty eyes. And I'm going, like, what? Where did that come from, you know?
It happens fast, right?
Oh, my God. It's hilarious. You said, what? Is Steve still there, or did he move on? Because I know I talked to him a while back, and he said he was getting ready to maybe go back to Tennessee or something.
Yeah, he's still on. He built a house in Nashville.
Right. Yeah, that's what he was saying.
So I think it's done. Last I heard, and I think he's still got plans to move there someday, sooner or later.
Right.
I don't know.
Sorry for the background noise. I'm had to step out here while watching the game. So what? So now what's going on with you probably went over all this, but you know, hey, I haven't talked to you in a long time. So what's going on with you know, your future plans? You know, what are you thinking of doing and where are you going and all that?
Well, I got probably 6-7 months left on this run around this time. So who knows? I mean, if there's nothing else out there, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, no, hey, you know what? I got to tell you, that's very smart of you, you know, because actually the lady I met with was a manager yesterday, and we were talking exactly like that. I mean, you know, things have changed, as I'm sure you know. And, you know, if you've got a job and you can do it, you know, you should stay there. But,
yeah,
you know.
No, you're exactly right. It's tougher than it's ever been.
Yeah, and I got, you know, maybe offline or something through Joanne, we'll exchange some information, because I actually got something. I've been meaning to get in touch with, like, you know, you and Steve, maybe Maurice or something, but just something that, you know, an opportunity that we can do, you know, that can just even, you know, how do you say, solidify a legacy for our families, but, you know, would be great for the fans, and they would really, really love it and stuff like that, but I ain't going to talk about it on air, but
that's
it's
right.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, look me up when you get back this way.
Yeah, yeah. All right, buddy. Well, listen, man, it was great talking to you, and I've been watching you a little bit. When I do see you, you always look great, and you look like you did. Dude, what are you like? You look like you're, like, really beefing up and looking good and stuff. What's going on there, buddy?
Yeah, man, just pounding and pounding the weights.
Really?
Pounding it. Dirk, you know, remember Dirk, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, his little brother moved out here now, and he's also on the – he has a – like an under five role on the show as well.
Wow, that's great.
He's one of the bodyguards.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he's like the trainer for everybody. He trains Bob Guza.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and he's hardcore. He's the real deal.
How's Bob, and then is Bob getting in shape?
Yeah, he trains Bob every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 6 a.m. at his house.
Wow. That's awesome. We should have. I was just talking to my kids back home, put them to bed, and it's so funny because actually they were asleep, and I called my wife, and I want to say good night because, you know, they're 3 hours ahead of us, and I said, well, what are you doing? And she said, well, you're not going to believe it. And I said, well, what are you doing? She goes, I'm watching Raw because my son, he's a freak, dude, for the WWE, and now she's addicted. He's like, my son's like so funny, dude. He'll go, Dad, did you see Triple H, man? Randy Orton came out. No, dude. He goes, and he's always saying, Dad, he'll say, like, he says, Randy Orton doesn't do steroids, does he, Dad? And I'm like, no, not
really. Trip out on that.
Oh, dude, he loves that, though. He is so fun. And then he'll come flying in the room and try to, like, triple suplex you and fly across the room. And, oh, dude, he loves that stuff. All right, listen, Joe.
We'll find out about that soon.
Yeah. Well, hey, Joanne, thanks for thinking of me and Tyler. God bless you, man, and good luck with your baby, okay?
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right, take care, man.
Take care, honey.
Talk to you soon.
I'll text you his info, Tyler. So look at that. We have 1 minute left. Fans, Rock the Soap 2. If you didn't book your cruise, go to rockthesoap.com because you will have the opportunity to get up close and personal with Tyler and do some karaoke, gambling at the casino. We're going to have so much fun. I cannot wait for you to be on that cruise.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
All right, I got to get you to do a promo for me, Tyler.
Sure.
Hey, this is Tyler Christopher on Stardish Radio, however you want to say it, and you can do it right now.
Hi, this is Tyler Christopher, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
You're just the best. You really are. I'm so glad you got to come on. And
yeah,
I am following you on Twitter. And everybody, follow Tyler on Twitter. It's Tyler2929. And go and sign up and check out his blog. It's really awesome. TylerChristopher.com, and we didn't even get into Theater 68 and all that, so there's like a lot of stuff that we didn't even cover, but we will do it again.
Yeah, all the information's on the website, TylerChristopher.com. You got everything on there. Can't miss a thing.
Okay. Well, you know what, sweetheart? Best to you and your wife and the new baby. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I will be talking to you soon. Everybody, don't forget to tune in on Wednesday for Tana Frederick and Richie Aprile from The Sopranos, David Provol. Will be with me Wednesday, and Mark Lawson from One Life to Live will be with me on Friday. All shows 10 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget, we'll see you then. Everyone, have a great night. Thank you to Tyler Christopher. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, everybody. This is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio.